Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTQC, Chicago in the old days. Tom Jones in there, too, doing Daughter of Darkness this morning, just about 9:30. Yeah, we'll call it 9:30 now. Breakfast radio for a Wednesday morning. And Dancing with the Stars, of course, it's that time. Christian De La Fuente will remain on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Now, the Chilean actor suffered a ruptured tendon in his left bicep during his second dance on Monday night, which sent him to the hospital, put his future on the show in jeopardy. But he was back on the floor last night wearing a brace on his arm. He explained that while he'll need an operation to repair his arm, he really doesn't want to leave the competition.
Well, I just talked to the doctor 5 minutes ago, and he said that he can delay the surgery. And if people voted for us and they want us to be on the show, I would like to be there and not give up.
Well, the viewers apparently wanted to see him continue as well, as he received enough votes to keep him on the show. This week, Broadway star Marissa Jarrett Whitaker and actress Shannon Elizabeth landed in the bottom two. And Shannon, the American Pie star, went home. And let's talk some more about Dancing with the Stars on the phone. National dance champ Jeannie Tucker once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Shannon's gone bye-bye.
Yes, and I think it was time.
Yeah, I think it was time, too. I think that her and Derek were just getting a little too full of themselves.
Yeah, you could say that. And I think that she just, unfortunately, had worked on certain things in her dance, but had not been able to overcome the hurdle of getting a little bit more fluid with mm-hmm. the core and center and having better hip motion. There was still that sense of really being awkward in her own body. And
yeah.
I think that it was time to go.
Time for her to go. And, you know, she had a good run there on the show.
She did.
She had a good run. And Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, my goodness. It was a tough night for her, of course, not the high score she was used to, but
right.
I can tell you that Umbrella Dance, I thought, was a beautiful theatrical dance.
I thought that was really well done.
If you can think about having seen, there's a poster out there that's been out for several years in the dance community. It's of a couple on the beach
mm-hmm.
in a stormy weather with an umbrella, and mm-hmm. they're dressed just like they were dressed.
Oh, okay.
So they were imitating this famous poster that is out there.
I see.
And it was beautifully done. I don't think it was distracting. They didn't keep the umbrella too long. I love the fact that they went back full circle, but I'm really a fan of telling a lovely story from beginning to end, so it really worked for me. The uniform was smart. It was a smart
Absolutely.
Move. That, I thought, was very, very well planned, because that, of course, made people think of military and like them for that. I think that was a good marketing move. The spins, she had a little bit of trouble, and I was surprised. I don't know why she had trouble with her spins, but still, three Shanae turns all the way to a drop to his knee. That's a tough move. It was beautiful.
I think she did a great job, and I think the umbrella was a great touch. I don't care what Len says.
Yeah, so, still think it was beautiful. I mean, if it was strictly a dance competition, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is performance.
Yeah.
This is TV.
Performance arts for you there.
Exactly. Her energy in her cha-cha was wonderful. It was super creative. Again, a little off the norm.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I really liked it because it harkened back to disco for me, and I'm dating myself, but I can tell you, doing tons of routines during that period of time, people would come up and say, "Wow, what's that new dance you're doing?" And I'd say, "Cha-cha." And I'd mix in hustle and cha-cha and all kinds of great things. So it really reminded me of a lot of that combination.
Well, Christy, I think, is going to go all the way here. And who do you have next?
Well, let's talk about Marissa.
Marissa, okay.
She really did a great job.
She did.
She has been the one that's really surprised me the most in this whole competition. She had a very good mood and attitude in her tango. The movements were, you know, with good posture and good control. She's done so well. The smooth rumba surprised me. She did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
It was very controlled. It was well-styled. She's still not the typical dancer physique, but let me tell you, she dances with every pore of her body and from head to toe. She does a great job.
She puts herself completely into that, that's
for
sure.
She does. Not quite enough hip action that she needed in the rumba, but still, she puts her whole body into it.
Yep, absolutely.
And then let's talk about Mario.
Mario!
Nice start. His energy was good in his first dance. It wasn't his best. Foxtrot's not his best.
No, not at all.
I tell you, though, the Mambo, that is his dance.
Absolutely.
He looks phenomenal.
The Latin dances he does great in.
My goodness. He'd make any, he would, if he went out to any club, the ladies would just fall over. You know, he's just fabulous looking. It was sharp. I would have liked to have seen him do more tricks and spins himself, though.
Mm-hmm.
He put her through so many things. I'd like to see him do spins and more. He's capable.
Yeah,
he's
true.
He's capable in that dance.
That's true.
But it was very good. It was very, very good. Jason.
Jason.
His Quick Step was the best dance of the night.
Yes, it was.
That was fabulous.
He was phenomenal.
He was fully into it. It was a great performance, such charm, great fun. It was really a wonderful dance. His footwork, his posture, everything about it, I really loved. On a performance level, it was fabulous. His paso doble was really, really different. Now,
yeah.
God bless him for bringing the sport into it, but
he tried.
Yeah, it was, you know, they're both so striking to watch
yeah.
that even dancing aside, they're just a stunning-looking pair of people, you know?
Well, he's such a big guy.
Yes,
I mean, this guy is massive.
She can carry herself to his, you know, height yeah. and level, and they just look stunning. They were very strong. They did do a lift, and she did indeed get that foot off the ground.
Yeah,
so
she
they had
did.
Lower scores because of that. Now let's talk about Christiane.
Christiane, yes.
His Viennese waltz was smooth. It was good. Good floor use. But to me, it didn't have enough really classic choreography, closed classic work.
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me. His samba. Now, I've talked about this before to you, but I have a real bone to pick with his pro.
Oh, really?
I really believe that the reason that he got hurt was because of her.
Oh, really?
I watched that dance three and four times over. And I have said it over and over that she is too out of control. She is too over the top, out dancing. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean out dancing so far as the beauty and technicality of the dance. I mean energy and exuberance. There's too much.
Okay.
She wasn't in control. She put extra weight on him that she didn't need to. In a dance as a pro, even with my pro partners or an amateur partner, when I look like I'm leveraged and I'm really giving him my whole weight,
mm-hmm.
I'm not. It's an illusion. Only in a lift or something very acrobatic and am I truly giving him my weight. And even then, I'm carrying myself into the move. In her dancing, especially in this, I watched this dance from the beginning on, she was on speed almost. It was too energetic, too much force. And you could see him struggling with her extra body weight.
Yeah.
And where do you take it when you've got her in
yeah,
your arm?
Yeah,
in the
arm.
Bicep.
Yeah, in the bicep, yeah.
And I really, really believe that that extra management that he had to do of managing her rather than her calming it down and managing herself made it hard for him to control himself. And a bicep tendon is a real classic injury when you're, let's say, lifting a heavy bag, things like that. You tear the attachment. And it's from weight.
Yeah.
And he, if you notice also, one of the things that people that are not dancers tend to do, especially the men, is bulk up to look great on the dance floor. And he has those tight, shortened, bigger muscles.
Right.
Those don't have flexibility.
They're
not as long, as lean, and as flexible as most dancers' muscles.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to come back from this and be able to go at it again next week. I don't know. We'll see.
I hope so. It's a tough injury.
It's a tough injury. Tough injury. So.
It is. But it's getting interesting. It's down to the wire. I really, my picks so far have been there from the beginning, really.
Yeah.
Christy, Jason. Mario's good, but he's limited. He's not as flexible. And the judges obviously kind of don't care for him as much.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to Jason and Christy at the end.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. More surprises in the works for next week when Dancing with the Stars logs its 100th episode on Tuesday night. So I guess they're bringing back a lot of the old contestants and dancers. It should be a good show next Tuesday. And, of course, Monday they do the competition thing again. You want to find out more about Jeannie? Check out our website at www.jeannietucker.com for more details about what she does. And, again, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Let's check on the markets and check in with the Greenberg Financial Group, see what's going on with the markets this morning. And we've got Stephanie on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. The market.